A lot of times in the Psalms, or as you read through the so-called Old Testament, you'll run into a lot of different names of locations, and they don't mean a lot to us. Ephrathah, J.R. are going to be in this particular Psalm, Psalm 132. But they are places, and if you take the time to look at the place, you can often find the significance, the spiritual significance of that particular location. So that's just a thought. Might want to give that a little bit of attention as you do your diligence. Psalm 132, I call this shining crown. Verse 3, and it's a little bit longer, so I won't have to summarize it here. Surely I will not enter my house nor lie on my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob. Now you think about that in terms of, like a place of worship or whatever, but you can also look at it from a spiritual perspective of a dwelling place for the mighty one of Israel. And so until I find that place, I'm not going to engage in sleep. So that's quite a commitment from David as he makes this, as he recites this psalm, this song to us. And he talks about those locations. He talks about being God's servant. And then in verse 13, he summarizes his feelings about this. For the Lord has chosen the mountain of God, that is Mount Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. This is my resting place. So he returns to what he started with at the beginning. This is my resting place forever, the mountain of God. Here I will dwell. For I have deeply desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her needy with bread. Her priests also I will clothe with salvation. Her godly ones will sing aloud for joy. And there I will cause the horn of David to spring forth. The favor of David to spring forth. I have prepared a lamp for my anointed. His enemies will clothe themselves with shame, but upon himself his crown will shine. So, Psalm 132, shining crown.